AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The United Nations Human Rights Chief says the U.S. military strikes against boats in the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific Ocean are unacceptable and must stop. The boats were allegedly carrying illegal drugs from South America. President Trump has justified the attacks as unnecessary, as a necessary escalation to stem the flow of drugs into the U.S., but the campaign against drug cartels has been divisive among countries in the region. And AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports King Charles III has stripped his disgraced brother, Prince Andrew, of his remaining titles and evicted him from his royal residence.
Amid mounting pressure to address his ties to Jeffrey Epstein, the decision aims to protect the monarchy from public disapproval. Andrew, now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, will move from the Royal Lodge to a more remote home on the King's Sandringham estate. Meanwhile, the family of Virginia Roberts Jeffrey has praised the British King's decisions, declaring victory on behalf of Andrew's accuser, who died by suicide in April at the age of 41. Julian Payne, a former communications secretary to the King and Queen, says as the scandal around Andrew grew and grew, the royal family had decided that a tipping point had been reached. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The government shutdown is entering its 31st day. Trump is calling on the Senate to scrap the filibuster. The filibuster is a long-standing tactic in the Senate to delay or block votes on legislation by keeping the debate running. This move would let Republicans bypass Democrats and reopen the government. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says drug makers have recalled more than 500,000 bottles of the blood pressure medication prazosin hydrochloride over concerns that it may include a cancer-causing chemical. This is AP News. Military leaders have ordered the National Guard to create quick reaction forces trained in civil unrest.
A set of memos circulated this month directs National Guard units in all 50 states and U.S. territories to train a contingent of soldiers to deal with civil disturbances and riots, and to have them ready to deploy with just hours' notice. The specialized course includes the proper use of batons, body shields, stun guns, and pepper spray. The memos specify various numbers for each state's force, often 500 each. In all, they total more than 23,000 troops. In August, President Trump signed an executive order directing the Pentagon to create quick reaction forces that will be available for rapid nationwide deployment. All part of his vision of a muscular role for the military in his crackdown on illegal immigration and crime in U.S. cities. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power. A triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.